East Coast Breakfast.
The Nedbank final. It's coming to Durban tomorrow. Can you believe it? We have a whole Soweto derby, Orlando Pirates and Kaizer Chiefs, right here at Moses Mabhida Stadium. Joining us this morning, Orlando Pirates players Olisa Nda. We have Zakhele Lepasa. We have Pirates media officer Thandi Marev in the house. Thandi, good morning.
Morning to all the listeners of East Coast Radio. First and foremost, thank you to East Coast Radio for affording us this opportunity on your platform. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, we're grateful to be here as Amapagani, the defending champions, the happy people. We are back at Moses Mabhida. Always a tough one. We haven't had a derby final in the longest of times, but to be involved in yet another one in this amazing, amazing city of Durban is truly special, and we're hoping to make more positive memories for the happy people and lift this one come Saturday.
Tani, can we please just get this the question about the tickets out of the way so we can talk about the players in the game and legacy and all of that. What happened there with the tickets?
Look, I think a lot has been said. I think just the leadership of the PSL, the Madam CEO coming through to address the media here in Durban to deal with that issue. We obviously saw, as Amapagani, and that's why we're here, because we saw the outcry on the social media platforms. Our branches contacting us directly. We have a very strong support base here in Durban, and all the Durban-based branches and people from other areas just lamenting the challenge they faced in getting the tickets. Some of them having received tickets and having been able to get on through to the system, but unfortunately not being able to secure those tickets. So it is an unfortunate circumstances. But I think what has been done to just deal with that has been truly amazing. To come up to come to the fore and communicate to the people and acknowledge where mistakes were made and try and rectify that. But also the viewing parties that have since been planned to ensure that those who will not be able to go to the stadium can still get to enjoy the gist of the derby final, as it were, with the Nedbank final, whether it's the beachfront or at the park. People still get to enjoy that experience, and I think that's truly amazing from Nedbank, the sponsor, and the league itself to come up with those solutions. And I think just the city of Durban to be that accommodating, understanding that there's a challenge. How do we then deal with the challenge? No one is shying away from the fact that there was a challenge. Yes. But what's impressive for me is how it has been dealt with since. So as Pirates, like I said, we actually come bearing gifts. We didn't tell you guys, I'm sorry, but we've got tickets. Obviously clubs get a small portion of, a very small portion, and we figured to just try and alleviate the hurt that's out there, the disappointment that we've seen from the people. We obviously want to appeal to all of the fans across the board, the footballing fans, to say, guys, let football be the winner come Saturday. Let cooler heads prevail, and let's have a peaceful event. Let's allow this very important and historic match to take place. We understand the disappointment, but the little that we can do as Orlando Pirates is to come and bring these tickets. It's entirely up to East Coast how you then go about sharing with the listeners. And we came here this morning because we value East Coast Radio and your position in the community of Durban. And we figured, who better than East Coast Radio to just be our vehicle reach out to the people and speak to the people. And I think I'd also be amiss if I don't take the opportunity to thank our partner Vodacom as well, because they also played a hand in availing these tickets. So thank you so very much. I think I've said a mouthful. I want to leave it to these two gentlemen. These two gentlemen here. These are the athletes, the gladiators that do their work. But before I do that, I just wanted to because we value our supporters so much.
Yeah.
I'm sure you guys are aware that every year we have an overseas pre-season tour.
Mm-hmm.
So what we wanted to do this time around is open it up to our fans as well, open an opportunity for the fans to come with us to our pre-season tour in Spain. And for those of you that are interested, please, you can do that via the Tsamaya activation. So just buy 46 rands of Vodacom data. T's and C's apply. Participate, and we look forward to seeing you in Spain. Thank you.
Before we get into traffic, I see Bukle Tlatwayo is waiting there. Sakela, Sky's got a bone to pick.
Yeah, I have a bone to pick for them because, you know, the last time Kaizer Chiefs, I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan.
Mm-hmm.
The last time we faced Sakela Lepasa in the final, it was at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. He was on loan to another team, Mpumalanga.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you for a prediction. You've done this before. You've beaten Kaizer Chiefs at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. How are you feeling this weekend?
Good morning to the listeners. I think I'm excited like any other player. It's a big game. It's not just a final, but it's also a sort of derby.
Yes.
That has not played in Devon in a long time. And I just think everyone is just excited and looking forward to the final.
And Olisa, for you, you haven't played much this season. Just explain to us your work off the field to get the guys who have been playing ready for final. Obviously, you're up for selection, and you know, hopefully we see you there.
Good morning to everyone. I think even though we're not playing, I think we're a big part of the team.
Yeah.
'Cause we always like talk to each other and yeah, we're the ones like pushing most of the times because we are more excited. We're more like fans also. Mm-hmm. So like we're excited for the game. We know how important it is. It's not our first final.
Yeah.
And I think we're used to being in this situation and we just have to make the most of it.
The champ is here!
In the room!
Literally, the champ is here.
And now for those in the room and the millions are listening around the world in attendance here and afar. Ladies and gentlemen, stepping into the ring of legends, hailing from the heart of Soweto, with the footwork smoother than silk and a vision sharper than a hawk, he is the midfield maestro who danced through the defenders and lit up the stadiums across the nation. The unforgettable, the unstoppable, the pride of Bafana Bafana. Make some noise for Deco the General Modise!
Deco Modise!
So epic.
We have never in the history of this show done an intro like that for Tandi. I'm sorry.
No, Deco deserves it.
Oh, that is my word.
It is amazing.
Intro. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
So, firstly, guys, can I just say I shook Teko's hand this morning. I'm not washing my hand again.
Oh, wow.
I'm the biggest Sundowns fan, Teko, so this is like a big moment for me.
Thank you.
I brought my Bafana jersey for you to sign and everything.
Thank you very
much. I want to know from you. You've played a lot of finals. We know this. What is so special about the Nedbank Cup final?
Well, first of all, I would like to say within all finals that I've played, I the first memory that comes to mind is losing first because I played in the Nedbank Cup final and I lost, and it's just the pain of losing in the final. You know, watching other people celebrate while on the pitch, as much as at times you just have to have that sportsmanship, but it's always tough to see other team, especially you know on the side. But once I won, is now you remember all the work that you've been putting in throughout the season because it is one of those trophies that plays at the end of the season. So it's kind of like you know a reward for every sacrifice because sometimes fans don't understand a lot of sacrifice that comes with just being a professional footballer because you never spend time with your family and all that stuff. So this is one of those situations. And I remember playing, I think I was here.
Yes.
In the final, I think, and with Nedbank Cup playing for Mamelodi Sundowns. So, so it was one of those trophies that is very tough because then you're playing with the lower division teams that you don't know much of. And the toughest thing is like going to those type of games when you expect it to win. And you have to play those type of games, and you're playing against players that also want to showcase their talent. They want to be seen. They want to come into, you know, the four that you are as a team at. So it's always tough. But then again, it's also a trophy that it gives so much pride as well. It gives you an opportunity to play in the continental football as well. And as footballers, you always want to be remembered as a winner as well. Mm. So this gives an opportunity. And to be witnessing this derby, I mean, this one I think is for the books. For the fact that the tickets is an issue, which I really, really anticipated, because I mean, this is a big team. There are two big teams that I'll be playing, and playing in Durban. And I just hope, you know, that come on the day will be a beautiful football.
Yes.
You know, and gone are those days when a derby used to have this connotation of it's boring, 1-1, it's going to be highly technical game. But now we're seeing two teams that are really now has actually transcended the derby, what derby used to be. We're exciting. We have a lot of exciting players to watch.
Tego, try and describe this for us. There are very few human beings on the planet who will experience what it's like to sit at a Nedbank Cup final in the dressing room.
Yeah.
With your team. You know, you in your team, there's a few of you in there, and then you're about to walk down that corridor to tens of thousands of raving people. Describe that. What is that? What is that? How does that happen? Explain to me what that feels like.
You know, the unfortunate part is you can't prepare for that. Because game is it's football, it's about emotions. So you can always have that idea as to then, you know, there's going to be 80 or whatever number of people that will be at the stadium. But once you step on the pitch, you realize that actually people bought tickets to actually come and watch you play. Now the pressure starts sinking in, and you'll still have those type of butterflies, which is important because you do care. And now is we always speak about, you know, not playing the occasion, but it's a lie. The first 10, 15 minutes, the occasion actually does take over. And I think it's okay for players to be able to do that, because, I mean, those are not everybody will play in the cup final. Let's be honest with you. Very few, very chosen ones actually will be able to play in the cup final. So the nerves start kicking in. You realize that, you know, what's at stake as well, the importance of winning that trophy. But once 20 minutes in, and once you start playing the game, because at some point, you'll have to forget that there are fans. You have to actually focus on the game. And those are tough things, because we don't have a classroom where you can be taught as to then how then to navigate that. And fortunate are those players who are able to play under those stress and be able to still be able to perform. So for me, it's always one of those pressure moments that you highly anticipate, you just want and wish that it can end a little bit quicker so you can start playing the football.
So it is the final look at sports this morning, and like I said earlier, all roads lead to the Moses Mapida Stadium this weekend. It is the big one, of course. So it's a derby, Nedbank Cup final, Kaizer Chiefs facing Orlando Pirates on Saturday. Earlier I gave you a question to answer. If you wanted to win those VIP Vodacom Suite tickets available and for you and your mates, courtesy of Vodacom, they are worth 10,000 rands. Before we get to that, I need to ask sporting questions. I'll start to Teko. As an analyst, former player, you've won this thing quickly, sir. How is this game going? Where do you see it won and lost?
That's a tough one. I mean, Orlando Pirates have now solidified themselves as Cup Kings.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult team to beat in Cup competition like this. And of course, they will be looking to, you know, consolidate that tomorrow. And for Kaizer Chiefs, I think they are underdogs. But I mean, this is a team that has been struggling for so many years. And sometimes football goals give you something at some point. And I'm sure Orlando Pirates wouldn't want to be that type of a team to actually, you know, open opportunities for Kaizer Chiefs to start winning trophies again. So for me, it's a game that will be won and lost in terms of opportunities being given on the game. Orlando Pirates is it's a team of a lot of youngsters that are very good. But also they've been exposed to Champions League semi-final. The nerves is not going to be a problem. The crowd is not going to be a problem. The question is, can Kaizer Chiefs players be able to calm the nerves, which is something that we haven't seen this season. So Orlando Pirates, it's and also the coach is leaving, so you can just imagine that, you know,
a farewell.
So it's going to be a very interesting one. So. And I'm commentating on that, so I'm looking forward to see the game.
So, yeah, it's interesting. When Pirates play here, they win finals. It's weird, and I hope that doesn't happen because I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan. Tandy, quickly, last week I was at the derby in Johannesburg. It started late. Fans are not getting to the stadium. Your message to fans?
Firstly, I just on news, guys.
Yes.
I really feel sorry for you. I can't sympathize, obviously.
Sure.
But I understand. I understand you're just used to the pain.
Sometimes,
you know, life, sometimes you get dealt the difficult cards in life. It's unfortunate, but somebody's got to be the loser, you know. And it's okay because you're used to it, so it's fine. But having said that, let's go back to the more serious matters here. I think, Tico said a mouthful. And, you know, with this being the final, I think the one thing he left out is that Orlando Pirates has already won this trophy twice. Mm-hmm. And we're looking to retire this Nedbank Cup trophy. So
take
a close look. Sky, take a picture. Oh. Caress it a bit. You know,
please answer my question about face. No, you are taking me.
But we are hoping, obviously, the game is sold out.
Yeah.
I think that's the one huge positive, that which is befitting for a derby final. The game, the match is sold out. We're just urging everyone to please come to the stadium early. Mm-hmm. It's vitally important that you come to the stadium early so that we start the match on time. For those of you that were not fortunate to acquire the tickets, please note that the City of Durban will be hosting two public screenings of the game. Okay. At the Alfred Park, mm-hmm. as well as South Beach, and it's free. It's free entrance. There will be entertainment galore, high profile DJs. Nice.
Okay.
So please go through. I was in a meeting with General Mkhwanazi, and he literally said the cooler boxes will be allowed to come in.
I get that. That is at the public viewing areas,
at the public viewing areas, not the stadium. But yeah. We appeal to everyone to just please behave, become. Let the City of Durban win as a hosting city.
Yes,
let the derby profile live on. Mm-hmm. As the best derby, the best match in the country. And can we do Nedbank proud? And we're just grateful once more to the league, to everyone who has been part of putting together this event, and to all the supporters, please, 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 whether you're Kaizer Chiefs fans, Orlando Pirates fans, Sundowns that will be living vicariously. Woo-hoo! Come through. Let us watch the final. Let us enjoy
She's
the
on
match.
Fire.
Let's enjoy the football. But Dico, you know, actually, guys, what you don't know is Dico and I have a lot of history. So when I started, Dico was the senior player at Pirates, and I was thinking about the intro that was made. Truly amazing intro, by the way. One of the best that I've heard in a very long time. Period. Not mm-hmm. even a very long time. But I remember thinking when I was still new, like it was almost as if the ball was glued to this man's feet.
Yeah, not the
and
best.
I remember when we opened Orlando Stadium after the World Cup, I think, or just before the World Cup, I can't mm-hmm. quite remember, but we played Tanda Royal Zulu.
Yeah.
Go look it up on YouTube. One of the best matches this man's have ever played, just in terms of sheer skill and talent.
So, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure being with you, sir.
I had a question earlier for Teko that I'm just going to ask again. So you were saying earlier, obviously walking into that through that tunnel and getting mm-hmm. out on the field and the occasion, but what is it like? What does that mean for players when you've got a packed stadium and your supporters are there? What is that feeling like?
First of all, it's a scary feeling to be part of, but also it's also a privilege as well as a footballer to be in that type of a position, because we always urge fans to come to the game and actually support. While this is a full house and understanding as well, you know, what needs to be done as footballers, it is very, very scary, because these are type of games that actually, you know, can either make you or break you.
Mm.
So it is very, very scary. And for me personally, when I was a footballer, because you always know that there's a certain number of people that actually buy tickets specifically to watch you play.
Of course.
And that's not an easy feat. And I've seen, especially from both Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Pirates tomorrow, there's very few players that Raylan Mofokeng is one of those players people will be excited to see.
Of course, yeah.
And yeah, it doesn't get better than this. Mm. I mean, for us as footballers, it's a moment that you actually been working so hard for your entire life. Now that the moment is there, you need to seize the moment, but not many players are able to be in that part of position, so it's very, very scary.
Now you guys have the trophy, the Nedbank Cup trophy. I don't know what it's doing next to Sundowns fans, because they've nothing
well,
to
we've
do.
We've had it more recently than you guys have, by the way.
The trophy is sitting next to
you. You know what, Sky, get a look now, because if you don't win it this weekend, you're going to be hard
so
broken.
That's the thing, right? So Tandu was saying that Pirates win it again, they retire the trophy.
Yeah,
yeah, but three times in a row.
Yeah,
Chief, that's not right.
No, but that's perfect then, because I mean, you look at the other Pirates, how they've been ever since Coach Rivera has been here. I mean, it's a team that is, you know, slowly growing and it becomes one of those formidable side. And for the fact that, you know, they are cup kings, it's very interesting. It's good for football, man. You know, and they do have a right to actually defend it tomorrow. And to give it to Coach Rivero as a parting gift. So, of course, from a Sundowns fan, it's not nice, because we remember the heartbreak that we suffered last year. But it is football, by the way. It's part of the story. And I'm looking forward to see then if Coach Rivero can actually retire this trophy.
Yeah, now, Nedbank, I saw earlier that you guys are going to be out and about around KZN. You are in Conubia Mall. There's going to be a five-a-side there. There's going to be personalized T-shirts and more What's the more? The legend's going to be there. What's going to be
there? Yeah, there's going to be
And the trophy. Is the trophy there?
And the trophy will be there. A lot of content creators, lot of former footballers as well. Just come through. Let's have a good time. Just come through, man. Just come meet us and let's have a nice time. Round one until four, we'll be out there with the trophy. Come take pictures. Enjoy the moment.
Last one. Prediction, nice and bold.
I think it's going to be 2-1 to Chiefs.
No, say that loud. Wait. Say that.
I think Chiefs might cause an upset 2-1. Huh. Football gods have stuff to...
They've got statements to make.
Yeah. Because you can't suffer for 10, 12 years.
Mm. You know, no, but you could suffering have stopped
at some point needs to end. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know what the problem is, though? If they do win... Mm. Oh, the talks on stuff.
Hey, you know,
our suffering will be so painful.
Hey, so Pirates, please do us a favor.
There's the prediction. That's the line. That is the line. That is the line.
What a pleasure.
Tackle says Chiefs will win 2-1. That's the line.
That's written. Yeah, just write the blog. There we go. Put that in the headline. That's all you need to know. And that's all she said. Tackle Madise.
Thank you very much.
Legend. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.